hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We are now many years into the second largest bull market in stock market history. Our next guest says he believes that the risks have begun to stack up and that it may be time to take some chips off the table. Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors and our resident stock market prognosticator. And I don't know exactly where he is today. He's got offices all over the place. Doug, where are you?
Mike, today is a great day to be in Charleston.
Excellent. Charleston's just a great place to be, period.
We think so.
So tell us about these risks.
Well, Mike, we think the risks have really begun to stack up in the stock market, especially during this seasonally weak period. The trade-off between additional upside potential and downside risk, at least for the near future, has become less favorable. In light of this, we think it's a good time to consider taking some profits, reducing equity exposure in portfolios. Now, as always, your listeners should consider their own individual risk tolerances, portfolio positions, talk to their experts before they do these things. But for us, several reasons we chose to slightly scale back equity exposure for our clients. Stocks are, in, as you said in the intro, one of their longest streaks ever without a pullback. We haven't even seen a 3% pullback since November of last year. This streak has only happened twice since 1950. We don't think it's going to go on forever. This volatility drought will at some point come to haunt us. Now, along with little volatility, stocks have had a huge run, right? The S&P 500's return is somewhere around 13% year-to-date. That's ahead of what we anticipated earlier this year. And the Dow and the S&P are near their all-time highs. So although we continue to think that valuation, which is price, are supported by earnings growth, low interest rates, and low inflation, we think it's logical to think that pullbacks might be bigger when they start at higher prices. You know, the price-to-earnings ratio is the thing we use for price for this S&P 500. It's just over 19 times the forward earnings estimates at its highest level. It's the peak of the dot-com bubble in 1999.
And so at the beginning of your comments, Doug, you said slightly reduce equity exposure, and yet right there, you know, you're kind of comparing us to a bubble, so it sounds a little scarier than just a slight reduction.
Well, in our case, it's just a slight reduction in equity risk, somewhere between 5 and 10%, depending on the risk level of the particular portfolio. But seasonally, the biggest drawdowns in recent decades have occurred in October. And looking ahead, we think the calendar is lacking any obvious near-term catalyst. But we also think that earnings season is behind us now. Results were good in terms of the upside surprise to forecasts, and the growth rates and guidance from management has been pretty good. But that has not been a positive catalyst for the stock market during the second quarter earnings season. And looking ahead, we think this could continue. And lastly, no stock market interview would be right without talking about the distraction in Washington, D.C. If the policymakers are unable to focus on tax policy, the odds of corporate tax reform decrease, and the possibility of stock market stumbles increase. Now, we still believe that a tax deal is likely in early next year. Republicans really need a political win, but the odds of success, in our opinion, have clearly fallen.
Okay, and so anything else good on the horizon other than this maybe potential tax deal in early next year?
We're encouraged by the financial health of corporate America. Even though the market's reaction to earnings growth was muted, companies delivered. They're making money, and balance sheets are in good shape. So we still think the longer-term outlook is good. No recession on the horizon, so take in the cash so you're ready to buy if you get a sale. But we're not sounding the alarm bell and saying it's 99 turning bearish. We're just taking a little profit for especially the shorter-term portfolios. Is we're not saying new bear market, run for the hills. We're saying take some profit, have some cash. If a dip comes, we're going to be buyers.
So no crash in the crystal ball, just a correction.
Correction is all we think something that we can anticipate in these circumstances.
Well, Doug, as always, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Mike.
Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.